anthem, 47 chapter, number 34, Psalm of the Deep, Mahaprabhu Mandir, and January 19, 2007. Yatvaham bhavatinam vai duri varte priyodrusham manasa sanikarsh artham madanujjana kamyaya sinamas yat. The fact that, however, aham, I, bhavati nam, from your,
vai,
indeed,
dure,
far away,
varte,
am situated,
priya,
who am dear. Drisham, to the eyes, manasaha, of the mind, sanikarsha, of the attraction, artum, for the sake, mat,
upon me,
anubhyana, your meditation, kamyaya, out of my desire. Translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. But the actual reason why I, the beloved object of your sight, have stayed far away from you is that I wanted to intensify your meditation upon me and thus draw your minds closer to me. Please repeat responsibly. But the actual reason why I, the beloved object of your sight, have stayed far away from you, is that I wanted to intensify your meditation upon me, and thus draw your minds closer to me. Commentary. Sometimes that which is close to our eyes is far from our heart and mind. And conversely, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Although apparently going far away from the gopis, Lord Krishna was bringing them closer to Him on a spiritual platform. Vrindavane ramanaveti prasittadamo tatrapi krishna balarama supada mule nanam param paramaya krishna sudharma chittam Dandastudeva Prabhupada Namo Namaste Sangasara Tukka Jaladau Patitasya Kama Krodani Nakrama Paraika Balikutasya Duravasanani Gari Tasya Nirashayasya Chaitan Chandra Namate He Padava Lampam Jaladara Shashi Varno Ropade Shaki Shouro Sahachara Ganavindai Krida Mana Vrajesho Natavarajatavisho nilapitambaradyo jagadacharvehi tu Rama Krishna nato asmi Vanchakalpadurubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha Paridhanam bhavanebhyo vishnarebhyo namo namah Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The previous shloka, that is Holiness Prabhupada spoke on, according to intelligent authorities, the ultimate conclusion of all the Vedas as well as all practice of yoga is Sankhya. Renunciation, austerity, sense control, truthfulness, just the sea is the ultimate destination of all rivers. Samudranta Ivabharaha. It's very interesting because there's a beautiful verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the paternal loving section, third chapter, verse number 50. See, in the shlokas 48, 49, and 50, Krishna's Priyanarmasaka by name of Ujjvala is described. His Rupa Goswami describes his attributes. And he says there, Arunambaram Uchalekshanam Navapushpa Balapi Prasidatam Hari Nilunji Hari Priyam Haram Ujjvalam Ujjvalam Vijay. He says, let us all worship wonderful Ujjvala. He's covered with beautiful orange cloth, which is the color of that relationship with Krishna, the bright early morning sun coming in the morning in orange color and awakens the desires. Ah, we'll go and play with our Lord, with our friend, with our shelter. And we'll defeat him in sporting and fighting, and we'll have good fun when he's coming. And the day has just begun. Oh, our good fortune has just begun. So their always anticipation in the evening is that the morning will come and again we'll go. And whatever we did today is on our mind in the evening. Whatever we did today. Tomorrow is another day. Arunam Varnam, therefore he wears that color. Uchalechanam, his eyes are always wide open. Navapushpa Valitam preceded them. He's very happy with wearing fresh flower garments. Hari Nila Nunchi had the same complexion as Lord Hari, Hari Priyam, very dear to Lord Hari. Haramujvalam, Ujvalam Vajay. He's astoundingly effulgent. Let's worship that Ujvalam. Then sloka number 49 describes his service to Krishna in the spiritual world, the result of it. Because the service result is what really is. The effect of the service is shown by the result. Pali now for the Chiyate, judge something by the result. Radhika says, Rupa Goswami quotes her, I would love to be dedicated to my domestic affairs, to my husband, to my domestic activities in Vrindavan. But then here comes Urdhva, and he's coming and lobbying on Krishna's behalf. Under the circumstances, it's very difficult for a gopi to restrain her loving attitude to Krishna under such circumstances. Then, shloka number 50 is this verse. I just had to tell you those two shlokas first to lead up to it. Because it has special relevance to what Maharaj was speaking yesterday in an internal level. It says this, he goes, Askurata tanu taranga vardata naupavela. This beautiful form of Krishna, Spurata tanu taranga, that is manifested, the waves of Krishna's form, beauty. Naupavela, it's just like waves of the sea, like one wave after another of beauty, of Cupid, of wonderful, sweet qualities. Spurata tanu taranga, vardata naupavela, sumadura rasa rupo, so charming, so sweet, uncoverably sweet, sumadura, so intensely sweet. Rasarupo, durgama avarapara, and it is durgama, it is very difficult to beat it. Avarapara, very difficult to cross the ocean of that beauty of Krishna's form. It's meaning it's impossible. Dura. Difficult, but means impossible. Avarapara. And Jagati Yuvati Jatir, and all of the world's girls, Yuvati, young girls, Nimanaga, Tama Samudras, are just like rivers that flow to that Samudras. Tama Samudras, Ujvala says. Krishna, all the rivers of young girls are just like rivers flowing into the sea of you. Tama Samudras. Tadiyam Eva Haratvam. Under the circumstances, Tadiyam Eva Haratvam. O Lord, unto you. Still they have to flow. This is their situation. They still have to flow. So he says, Prabhupada's translation in the Nectar Devotion, which brought about the eagerness for the verse, was this, that my dear Kilka Vagasara, you've expanded your loving affairs so much that you can be considered to be just like the ocean without limitations. And all the girls of the young of the world were all searching after a perfect lover. Are just like rivers flowing into that ocean. Under the circumstances, all these rivers of young girls, they may try to temporarily divert their course to some other direction, but ultimately they have to flow into you. They must go. So it was so awakening, the verse. This intelligent authority, the ultimate conclusion of all the Vedas. All yoga practice, all sankhya, all renunciation, all austerity, sense control, all brahmacharya, like this, dhamma, samena cha, dhamena cha, and truthfulness, satyam. This is the truth, the ultimate everything is that all living entities are just like rivers flowing into the sea of Krishna. And they must be like that. That's the ultimate goal. They may try in conditioned life to become happy by flowing here or flowing there, but ultimately, if they want their own happiness and satisfaction, they must flow unto you. So there, I saw it in many different paradigms. One paradigm is that every living entity is prakriti, and there's only one male, Purusha, Bhagavan, and every vibhinamsha, jiva, is all parts and parcel, and ultimately feminine, to be enjoyed, to be protected, to be sheltered, to be comforted by that one supreme male, Bhagavan. And we're all prakriti, and we're all meant to please him and satisfy him and be pacified that we have such a wonderful, beautiful Lord as our shelter. And an unlimited expanse of the personality of Godhead, that unlimited rivers can flow into the ocean, and still the ocean remains peaceful and calm and inviting. Yes, come. Come. No problem. You can come. As Rupa Goswami glorifies in the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that all the devotees are eager up for the ocean of devotion, and they don't care for the charts of liberation and sense gratification and monistic merging, which are so many fishes which are flowing in the rivers. They're flowing backwards from the sea, they flow backwards into the rivers. We don't care about those fishes. We want to become a deep, diving searcher after nectar. Like Gaura-Govinda Maharaj used to say, the ocean of devotion is very deep. We must be willing to go deep to find the nectar. Otherwise, if you remain externally only on the surface, what will you get? Only fish. The pearls, the gems, the jewels are deep in the ocean, in the bottom. Gambira. We have to become sober. We have to become thoughtful. Manasi. Manasina. The thoughtful sage. Just like in this shloka. Manasa. Sanikarshartam. The whole idea is, he says, Manasa Sanikarshartam. For the benefit of attracting somebody's deeply meditating mind. Krishna said, that's why I did so. And Maranu Dhyana Kamyaya, my desire is that they will intensify their meditation on me. That is my desire, he said. So, it's very interesting. So this sloka, the actual reason why I, the beloved object of your sight, have stayed far away is that I wanted to intensify your meditation on me and draw your minds closer to me. This, he stated, this is Krishna's company policy. He does it all the time. And Bhagavatam mentions it again. Also, to Narad Muni, it doesn't matter any stage of development. Krishna does this. From the neophyte, the comfort I had in 1972 was that I remember hearing as a new bhakta coming around the temple, you know, with just hair down to my neck, coming as a congregational member, the devotees kept saying, Prabhupada said to us that if you take one step towards Krishna, Krishna will take 10 steps towards you. And I thought, really? A jerk like me? Stupid, ignorant, American, nut, no kid, high school kid, with no big academic quality or no big, you know, material qualification, no material possession of value, no prestige in mundane society. Krishna will take 10 steps to a jerk like me. How comforting, how charming, how merciful. And that was so attractive. That was one of the impetuses that was attractive, that was drawing me like a magnet. Let me understand this Krishna consciousness. How could the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has millions and thousands and untold numbers of eternal servants in the spiritual world, be eager for the service of a jerk? Astounding. He's fully satisfied in himself. And he has millions of eternal servants that give so much wonderful service. And yet he's so compassionate that he has time for an insignificant jerk who is one of his Vivinamsa, just like a pebble of sand on a beach. And if we simply call out plaintively, "I'm helpless, I have nowhere to go," then he'll come. How compassionate. Mahaprabhu mentioned this to Devananda Pandit in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. He said, in Kali Yuga, Krishna is prakat in four ways. Ganga, Paramahansa Sarvasangha, Tulsi, and Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, elsewhere, Nam is glorified. It's understood. And then Mahaprabhu says, there's no need for avahana. You don't need to invoke it. You don't need to establish it. You don't... Wherever there is dependency, he told Devananda Pandit, Krishna's prakat. So it is the dependency, the exclusive dependency, that I have nowhere to go. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions this in the third shloka of Shikshastak, Bhajans. Dake jadi kono jan hoye dina akin jan, and nahi deki anya pratikar. If somebody would just call out blatantly, kono jan, doesn't matter, koi bhi, doesn't matter who, any vibhinamsa, kono jan. It didn't say visesha jan, it didn't say specific, only from the high class person. Janma aishariya shuta ashridhi, somebody like that. No. Tvama kinchana gochara. The source, the refuge of those who are poor, the refuge of those who are helpless, who have no other possession but him in life. That's what Krishna wants. That desperate nature. They're looking for that. Bhagavatam, Paramahansa Sarvasangha, Tulsi, Ganga, Jamuna, like that. They're all, these Jagadatris along with the Lord, are looking for that desperation. Do you have it? That's the quality of a real candidate for mercy, for anugraha, Krishna's mercy, when we have that desperation. So, nahi deki anya pratikar. Then we cry that much. Tavasvalpa spurti par. The Lord does not have to become completely manifested. Because Madhurya Kadambini mentions that the holy name may consider, he's not been attentive in the past, he's not been very serious in the past, why should I show him full mercy? So she will be hesitant, the holy name will be hesitant. Harinam Prabhu may be hesitant. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, tell us slokas purtipai. Even if he shows his sweetness just a little bit, Ugratapa Guri Jai, then all horrible sufferings go away from that heart of that candidate. Lila Bhanga Hoyanayase, even the form, the original form of what they were suffering about, the original cause of their affliction, you know, what was it about? Wasn't very significant. Even the form of what they were suffering about became small time after they begged for mercy. So it's very interesting. It's Krishna's company policy. Are we beggars? Are we premadikaris? Are we ready? And as soon as we are, and any time that we are, then Krishna comes. Like it was described, Narad Muni mentioned the same thing. In 1st Canto, chapter 6. It says, Sakrita yada darshanam rupam te anaga tachanai. He said, I gave you just a moment, takshana, I gave you just a little moment, darshan, sanaka, hrutshaya, that your, within your heart, chaya, this desire, hrutshaya, this hankering will come into the heart. I just gave you a little darshan, my dear boy, and I regret you won't get it, because those whose bhajan is a pakva, they can hardly see me. But I just gave a little bit, just to increase your hankering, because by your hankering, you can attain me. That's what he wanted. Krishna's company policy. And just now, he's saying into the same thing, right? Now, in the purport, sometimes that which is close to our eyes is far from our heart and mind. Conversely, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Although apparently going far away from the gopis, Lord Krishna was bringing them closer to him in the spiritual platform. And it mentions in the back, because Bhagavata, Vyasadeva, in his sweetness, he presents these many aspects of Bhagavata again and again throughout the Bhagavata. Because Karna Piyusha, something which is good for the ear, Sagar Odhana Vidutta Dharma Dharma Vinashra, as it mentions in the Sagar Odhana Vidutta, just take it once in the ears, Dharma Dharma Vinashra, all of your dualities will finish. If you drink it once, Sakrit, once. This is why the word Sakrit is so powerful. Really? Once? Only? Odhana Vidutta, take it carefully. It means, when that time comes on the devotee's consciousness, when he will actually, when the candidate actually becomes such a beggar that you actually drink it nice. Until you drink it nice at that time, you never drunk it previously. Whatever you did before was just basically just jayarati, which is simply shadow attachment. It wasn't real. It was a joke in comparison. All of your previous endeavors become a joke compared to what you really endeavor. The time when you actually really cry desperately, then anything else you did before was insufficient. You understand, retrospectively. It's amazing. Now, and Krishna's company policy, he does it. Like here, in the 10th canto, 32nd chapter, the reunion, after the Gopi Gita was over, and the Gopi Gita is so full of prayers and beauty, talent and poetry and charm and vijnana, such powerful realization that they pour forth from their heart to the Lord afterward. And they're simply begging, "Oh Kanu, please come again. You're Kanu. Kan means you're so full of happiness. And you're just so cunning and tricky. And you always make us the butt of your jokes. And this gives us pain. Uncalculable pain to become the butt of your jokes. But you're so irresistible. We can't give up thinking about you. No matter what you do to us." This is coming. This is coming. For his pleasure, Radharani says in the Antya, the very end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, "Krishna's pleasure is my pleasure. That's all. If Krishna wants to be with another girl, and because of social decorum, he's unable to do so. Some embarrassment. The superiors are there. Somebody may see. Sometimes he's worried about his brother. What will my brother think of him? He lets Dauji go ahead. When coming back in the evening time, Kavi Karnapur said, he lets Dauji walk a little ahead so that Krishna can relax. And he can sit back and look at the girls, you know, on the top of the roof of the palace of that house. We're so eager to see him, just to catch a little glance of his eye. And Krishna knows that. No, I should see their love very carefully, without being intimidated by my brother. Let my brother go ahead a little bit, you know. And I said, no. Krishna stays back a little bit so that he can see their eagerness. And that's Krishna's nature. Just to increase their hankering. Oh, when will we ever get the company of Nanda Nandana? How wonderful it is. And that intensity of desire includes all across the gamut of relationship. From Vaidhi Bhakti down to Raga Siddha. Because Kaviraj Goswami quotes, "Ye yatamam prapadyate tam satayo vajamiham." As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path. In all respects, O son of Pritha. That shloka he quoted all the way in Sanatana Shiksha. in Madhya 22, past 140. Even in Raga Marga, even in spontaneity, that holds true. How much are we loving and surrender? If, as you surrender, then the Lord reciprocates according to your surrendered attitude. That is His company policy. That is His nature. Adi Purusha's, Krishna's nature is to reciprocate that love. But He's so kind, He'll come and associate with a jerk. Yes. Any Vibhinamsa jerk, condition, that is His company policy. I was so charmed by it. It just like was a magnet that kept me coming back to the devotees. And recently, a few years ago, it again crossed my mind. And I asked Kavi Chandra Maharaj, do you know where that came from? I was with him in Bali. And I asked him, hey, where did that come from? I remembered it in 1972. Now, the devotees were very careful then. They did not quote anything that did not come from the lips of our master. We have to research it. I heard Shukadev say it. He said, yeah, I heard Shukadev say it in San Francisco and upstate in Seattle area, in Hawaii. I heard Shukadev many times say it. It must be true. Then I looked and I found it. Ah, March 25th, 1971 in Bombay at a lecture. Prabhupada made the comment. That's such a deep comment. You take one step toward Krishna. Krishna takes 10 steps towards you. How comforting. How pacifying. It doesn't matter. Now, the gopis, in 10th canto, chapter 32, it mentions here, I'll read the translation to save time. Sri Krishna awakened romantic desires within the gopis. They honored him by glancing at him with playful smiles, gesturing amorously with their eyebrows, massaging his hands and feet as they held him in their laps. Even while worshipping him, however, they felt somewhat angry, and thus they addressed him as follows. This is the Brijavasi's intimate relationship with their Gawala, that we're going to tell something very frankly to you. And the boys do it all the time. The same love throughout everything. When Krishna once had to go be with the gopis, Rupa Goswami describes yogya and ayogya, meeting and separation. Once Krishna, on a spur of a moment, he wanted to go somewhere else. And he didn't tell Sridhar and Sugam that he was going. And he just disappeared. And where did he go? Well, we all know where he went. Probably snuck off to Radhakund or something, you know, to have a meeting with one of his maidservants. On a spur of the moment. But he didn't say anything. And they didn't see him. Prayal Bhakti Rasarthaka describes. And immediately they fell down on the ground, lamenting in horrible, burning separation of fire. Kaha Krishna. Ah, Krishna. Ah, Priya. And they cried. And their cry was so pitiable that they cried. Then Krishna heard the sound of their crying and understood what was happening. And he played his murali flute, which gave, hearing the sound of the flute, again life came in their bodies. Ah, ha Krishna, kuta Krishna, where is Krishna now? Then Krishna, out of mercy, he understanding his priya, his friends were disturbed. Immediately he came, he's so sensitive. No, I'm here. What are you so disturbed about? Then Sri Dhamma got angry. Arekam! How do you glad? Why you did this to us? How could you do this to us? Huh? You leave, and we can't see you for a moment. What a calamity occurs. Now look at the faces of all these boys. Can't you see their anxiety in their face and mine? Now you go, and you embrace each and every one of them to your chest to mitigate his pain. And I was, when I read that, I was like, wow, how powerful. He could order Krishna to do this? See their anxiety, these boys? You immediately go and hug each and every one personally. And Krishna immediately expands himself into unlimited forms to hug each and every boy, pacify each and every boy. And I died to Gopala. There's hundreds of thousands, Mahavishnu says, and Govinda Vrindavana, Ayutthaya, you cannot count it, Asankhita. And Krishna will do it? Yes, he does it. He practically does it daily. He manifests himself to be by the each and every side of every gopi in the Rasa tents. And Vishwa and Sanatana Goswami Pad mentions in Brihad Bhagavatamrita at the time of Bhojan, the boys, they do that. Kanu, look, my mother has made this today. They open up these lugs, it's different. Kanu, my mother has made this today. It's nice. You should have it. And Krishna goes, really? It is so? And he squats in front of the boy and reaches into his tiffin. And the boy thinks, oh, look at this. I'm so lucky. Kanu was just in front of me. I'm so fortunate. And he's reaching into my tiffin to take with my mother and me. Oh, how charming. But he doesn't know. He was so focused that he didn't see what's going on right next. The other boy goes, Kanu, my mother has made this today. Oh, it's so nice. Kanu, you should have it. And Krishna goes, really? It is so? And he squats in front of that boy to reach into his tiffin. And the boy thinks, oh, I'm so lucky. Krishna's right in front of me. Oh, wait till I tell my mother. She'll be so happy. Oh. And Krishna does it and expands in front of each and every boy. But every boy is so ekina manasa, so fixed on Kanu, that he doesn't look left and he doesn't look right. He doesn't see. He could care less what is going on. All I know is that time stops. The eternal time, which is ever present, without any degradation, stops. Oh, here is Krishna, and he's reaching into my tiffin. Oh, I'm so lucky. Oh, my mother will be so happy. Oh, there's nothing else on the mind. Nothing else on the mind. Just to sanikarshina. Mana manisa sanikarshan artam. Just to steal the mind. Huh? Just to steal the mind. Maranu dhyana kamhaya. So that they anu dhyana. Again, they'll think of that. Pravishana Gita Kirti. Those boys will go into the village and say, oh, there were so many high points today. Oh, mother, one of the high points was that Krishna put his fingers in our tiffin and took what you made with happiness. One of the high points, mother. Prabhupada mentions it on the tape. Mother, Krishna's so wonderful. He did this today. And when you hear his voice, he has such eagerness as if he says it every single day. Mother, Krishna's so wonderful, he did this today. As if he says it every single day. Oh, how charming it is. His company policy. His company policy just to steal the mind and the heart. So the gopis were, they were so much angry with him. Look, you know, we're so happy to see you, but now we're so angry with you. And they said, some people reciprocate the affection only of those who are affectionate toward them. And others show affection even those who are indifferent or inimical. And yet others will not show affection to anyone. Dear Krishna, please properly explain this matter to us. Now they're using philosophy. By this apparently polite question, Krishna wanted to expose Krishna's failure to reciprocate their love. Their whole love, you know, as described in the Gopi Gita, you know, is so deep. And Krishna was just standing back to bring out that love that they described so sweetly. So Bhagavan says, well, all right. Krishna, the Pukka diplomat, as always. I was reflecting it yesterday on Krishna's talks with Kuja, because he was right there. He made her stray just by taking his two fingers and pushing her neck up. And made her stray. As a promise to her, Bhumi Devi personified, that all these rascal kings that are burdening you, that have turned you into a hunchback, we're going to make you straight. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti, then she became so full of desire. Oh, Krishna, you're so beautiful, you're so wonderful. I must reciprocate with you. Please come to my house. I cannot leave you. And Krishna said, wait a minute, we're here on the path, here the Rajapanta. It's just not proper what you're saying. And why is he saying that? Because his brother Balarama is right next to him. And his friends are all right next to him. And Krishna looked at them. Krishna immediately blushed crimson. And he looked at Balarama. What do you think? And Balarama, you know, he knows everything, so he was like, because it says, Surata Pravina, both boys are expert in loving affairs. So Dowji understands. So he was cool about it. So then Krishna, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions some conversation. He says, well, are you inviting me to your home to give us a snack? To give us some food to eat? I can't leave you anyway. I can't leave you here on the road anyway. But wait a minute. The public will object. It's not private. He says, I can't be blamed. You're the one who touched me. Because in Indian culture, you don't touch a girl. You know, unless it's marriage, practically, you see. Because if, by touching her, to make her stray, she says, I'm not at fault. You can't blame me. Then my desires to you have been aroused. You're the one who touched me. I'm not at fault. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, you can't blame me, she says. So it's very interesting. And then Krishna was very diplomatic. Girls like you are very, very wonderful for travelers like us who are agrihana, who have no house. Agrihana means we're not married. Subtly. We don't have a residence. Because nagriham grihamin yahu, grihini griyamuchate. A house is not a house until there's a wife. A building does not become a house until there's a wife. So, when we finish our purposes, again we'll go. So she was pacified. Oh, my future desire may be fulfilled. Just like Krishna told Akura, my dear uncle, you can go. When we finish our work, we'll come and see you. He was disappointed, but he had no choice. Akura had no choice. Kubja had no choice either. She had to go. Huh? And the boys were quiet because they know he's a Vrijabasi. He lies. Not everything and every promise he makes, he will fulfill. So we cannot razz him now. We cannot harass him now about it now. After he goes to this girl later on, then we can razz him. But we can't say anything about him now. Like, Krishna, you're really attracted to this girl, Tribhakra. What is your special relationship with this girl? He couldn't say anything because he hasn't done anything yet. And whether he does something in the future, we don't know. So Krishna was diplomatic. For the public on the road that might be looking, huh? His brother Balarama and his coward friends, they were all watching. And what's Krishna going to say next? And Krishna was very diplomatic. So in the same way, Krishna's Pakka diplomat is coming right here in the same way. Well, my dear slender-waisted gopis, some people are genuinely merciful, or like parents, naturally affectionate. Such persons who devotedly serve even those who fail to reciprocate with them are following the true father's path of religion. They're the true well-wishers. Wow. How powerful. See, even when Krishna is being sarcastic with his gopis, everything he says that comes out of his mouth is powerful. And it is relevant for some living in him. It's just not relevant for them. That's why it's kind of sarcastic. Then there are some individuals who are spiritually self-satisfied, materially fulfilled, nature ungrateful. They're simply envious of superiors. Such persons will not love even those who love them. What to speak of those who are inimical? Wow. Heavy. Hard-hearted persons. Then, Shloka 20, Krishna finally gets to the point. This is a powerful shloka. Nahamatu sakyo bhajato bijantum. Bajam amishama anavritta vritte yada dana labdha vinaste atat chintayan yana navritto naveda. This is a very powerful shloka. Easy to memorize, and just like today, is worth it. This is another verse. Today's verse is another amplification of the exact same point. But the real reason I don't immediately reciprocate the affection of living beings, even when they worship me, O gopis, is that I want to intensify their loving devotion. They then become just like a poor man who has gained some wealth and then lost it and who thus becomes so anxious about it that he can think of nothing else. However, that happens from anybody, from the newest devotee up to the best, that Krishna plays hard to get sometimes. He wants you to beg for it. That's his thing. How many times have we lost something? We cry out for Gornatai. We cry out to Radhavallabha. We cry out to Jagannath. We cry out to our Lord. We cry out to Tulsi Devi. We cry out to anyone. Please help me. I'm fallen. I'm lowly. I'm stupid. I'm lost it. And then you call all your friends. You try your hand, right? Get on the phone. Call your friends. I spaced this out at your house. Did you find it? You know, did you find it? And you retrace your steps. And you look here and there. And everything fails. And you can't find it. Ah! Going to time. Oh, Krishna. Oh, help. Oh, help. Help. And then Antaryami comes in your heart and tells you, look in your pocket. Ooh, you look in the pocket. Oh, here's the keys. Oh, here's the keys. Thank you, Krishna. And Krishna says, just see. Don't forget. Matakshmiti kyanam abhavanamcha. I'm the source of all knowledge, remember, and forgetfulness. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Yeah, yeah. Right. I won't forget it. I won't forget it. You're the charge of everything. You're the source of all intelligence, and I'm completely powerless without you. Don't forget it. I just did the whole thing to make you remember. Just to increase your love. That's all. Yeah, we become, and then as soon as we forget again, and all right, Krishna says, all right, try your hand. But as soon as we become miserable at our own attempts, then Krishna does it again. He's very tricky, very cunning. He does something to make us desperate again. Huh? Govardhan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad mentions that. He said, once a contrary-eyed gopi ran away from Krishna on Govardhan Hill, ran away from Krishna in the other direction, you know. But then suddenly, Sarpadi Bhikshani Bhiva Sadhya, all of a sudden she saw a snake. Swayam Samashlesha Vishesha Lavho, she turned around out of fear and ran back into Krishna's arms. Hari Raso So, Hari Dasa Varye. As the best servant of Lord Hari, Hari Dasa Varye, Giriraj makes this wonderful arrangements for Krishna's pleasure. She got scared. She was angry with Krishna. And she ran away. I'm not going to this black snake again. So she said, just anything black, throw it out. All you gopis will have to dye your hair yellow. You know, throw out all my black saris, throw it out. Any picture frames black, throw it out. I want nothing that is black. Nothing to remind me of that black. And you know, and Lalita and her friend said, that's a little extreme. That's a little extreme. But that's her nature. And then Govardhan Hill arranges a snake, a cobra. Who will give me shelter? Turns around and runs into Krishna's arms. As the best servant of Lord Hari, Govardhan makes all that arrangements. Company policy. It's his company policy. So this shloka is powerful. I was only reminded of two shlokas. The shloka that Lord told Narada Muni, and the shloka that, here, this shloka. And now today's shloka is a third shloka. There's a third shloka. The actual reason I, the beloved object of your sight, has stayed far away from you is I wanted to intensify your meditation upon me. Let's draw your minds closer to me. Sankarshana. Sankarshana, Dauji, is called this because he expertly brings Krishna. When Krishna's gopis asked him, they surrounded him. And they said, Dauji, you've come. Does this mean Krishna will also come? Krishna will come and be with us also? He said, he's so satisfied, you know, being looked after by those sophisticated, cultured ladies in Mathura and Dwarka. And he doesn't care for village girls like us, you know. But although he may not care for us, we can't stop thinking of him. That's the problem. We can't stop thinking of him. And Dauji was so compassionate that he brought Krishna in his mind and presented Krishna so wonderfully. His shiksha so wonderfully that as long as Dauji was present for those 2 months of Chaitra, then all of their separation from Krishna was mitigated because Krishna was manifested in the mind of Dauji and presented Sannikarshana. Dauji also does that. He attracts Krishna in his mind and presents him so diplomatically, so first class that their hearts became so pacified. That is Sankarshan. Very powerful. Attracts the mind. Very powerful. Very powerful. Yarunam apratik bhavo Sankarshanam ushantipi. Because he brings together the families of Nanda Maharaj and the families of Vasudeva. He's known as Sankarshan. He's also very powerful of bringing in his Vaibhava Prakash in Dwaraka. He was a perfect negotiator. He brought together the two parties. You know, when at the time of Aniruddha, he went there to negotiate with Kauravas. Leave this girl, you know, leave this girl in Aniruddha. Go ahead, you know. And then the Kauravas got angry with him, and then he threatened to bring the whole, you know, Ganga, you know, the whole Ganga into Hastinapur in Meru. He was ready to bring the whole river in with his plow. It's so powerful. Dauji, you know, when diplomacy fails, then use your strength, you know, like that. When he was intoxicated with Varuni, and Yamuna Devi was so scared of him, hesitant to come. What, you're not coming? You're not following my order. And he immediately pulled with his plowshare. And then she came with nice blue garments to offer him. And Dauji liked the blue garments and gave it some to the rest of his gopis too. Blue garments. It's nice. Blue garments means he's always thinking of Krishna. The blue garments remind him of Krishna. And obviously, the blue garments remind Balarama's gopis of Balarama. So, they also like the blue garments. It reminds them of Krishna and Rama, both. So, they must have liked the blue garments well. Isn't it so nice? When diplomacy fails, then Balaram is ready to use his plowshare to show them what he can do. You know? And then, yeah, sure, your diplomacy is first class. Here, take Usha, and here's your boy Aniruddha back, and you know, yeah, we're ready, you go, we're ready. We're ready for whatever you say, Dauji. Sannikarshana, he brings apart, bridges the differences. Therefore he's known as Sankarshana. He bridges differences. This is the guru position. People appear to be apart from Krishna, but he will figure out some way to bring them to Krishna. This is called Sannikarshana. Very nice. Sannikarshana. Madanu dhyana kamyaya. And therefore, you will desire, my desire is that you will continue your hankering for me. You will continue your meditation. And the same light in the 23rd chapter. Here, in the 23rd chapter, the Lord tells the gopis, the Vija Brahmanis, they ask him, we just want to stay here in the forest and become Vandevis, right? And we will live on the Tulsi garlands which your beloveds have kicked away as they hug you. You know, they just take this Tulsi garland and they throw it, you know? And we'll live on that. And Krishna thought, wait a minute, you know, it's not proper, you know, it's not proper that these Dvija Brahmanis talk like that, you know. And then Krishna said to them, Savanama Darshanama Dhyanada Mai Bhavo Anukirtana Anatata Pratikarshe Samikarshena Fatayatata Togriya. It's by hearing about me, seeing my deity form, meditating upon me and chanting my names and glories that love for me develops, and not by physical proximity. Natata Sannikarshena, by literal proximity in the translation of the word. Closeness. Pratiya Tatatogriya, please return to your homes. Now, they were the Dvija Brahmanis were the disciples of the gopis. But their bhajan was not pakka, was not right. They had no other alternative. They had to go back to their sadhana. Pratiya Tatatogriya means go back to your sadhana. Now, interestingly enough, and they both, their disciples, they both said the same thing. Maivam Rishamsham. This is not fair. You should not treat us. You should not reject us. We're totally spreading on you. It's not fair that you treat us like this. And the gopis in the 29th chapter, they said the exact same thing. Krishna, this is not fair. You should not reject us. We've surrendered to you. We've given up everything. We've come out to the forest. We want to be with you. And you should not tell us, you know, your moral principles that you should not stay here in the forest with you. No, we don't like that. It's not fair. And then Krishna said the exact same shloka to them. It's powerful. This shloka is interestingly because it's underlined. It's the exact same shloka spoken twice. Therefore, Vyasadeva is showing it's powerful. Shravanam, darshanam, dhyana. This is the thing. How is it? Because in all these forms, Shravanam, by hearing of Krishna, Darshanam, by seeing Krishna's form, and Dhyana, and meditating on that, and Mai Bhava Anukirtana, following the commentaries that talk about his mood, and Anukirtana, and telling other people about it. Huh? And not Tathapra Savikarshana, and not by physical closeness. This is how you attain Krishna. And it's a powerful instruction. This is how Krishna steals your mind. Mother New Dhyana, Kamyaga. That you will again and again think about me. This is my desire. So this is how Krishna's company policy works. And it's ecstatic. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna.